Well, I know it's uncomfortable for those of you who are standing or maybe crammed a little too tightly, but it is a beautiful, inspiring thing to see a full church of people coming together to celebrate this birth of our Lord and this real presence of God in our midst. And so we welcome you. On behalf of Father Walt, our pastor, I welcome you. Father Walt extends his regrets. He was supposed to be here tonight as the main presider, but then earlier today, he got a call from St. Mary's across town, and the priest who was covering for Father DeBacco, this other priest, got sick, and so Father Walt is there helping out, covering the Christmas Masses for St. Mary's. So we're stretched a little thin, but Christmas is being celebrated in many places around Morgantown here, and it's a joy to be doing it here together. And there's certainly many different ways of telling the Christmas story. This story that we celebrate today. That fact comes across by the fact that we have different readings for different Masses. This Vigil Mass, we just listened to the Nativity account from the Gospel of Matthew. Mass during the night, if we were having a midnight Mass, would come from Luke. If you want to come back tomorrow morning at 11, you'll hear the Gospel of John's account of how it is that this Word became flesh. These different angles from which we can look at this mystery we celebrate. But what they all have in common, what they all want to communicate, is that God indeed did become flesh to dwell among us, and that this fact has something to do with our lives. This means something for us. This is ultimately what these Gospels are trying to communicate. It was not enough for God to just think of us and take care of us from afar, but rather he wanted to become like us in order to share intimately our experience, to know us from the inside out, and to show us how to live these lives we've been given in the flesh, in our bodies, in the world. Now, Matthew's account that we just listened to includes a nice long genealogy of how Jesus, of how his birth came about. Now I asked the deacon to be merciful on you and read the shorter form tonight, so we didn't listen to the full genealogy of Matthew. But I think you're familiar with what I'm talking about, the different generations of who beget whom that ultimately led to the birth of Jesus. And so we have this great history that finds its meaning, its culmination in the birth of Jesus. This great family story that finds its meaning in Jesus. This is an invitation for us as well to take our histories, to take our personal stories, to take our family stories, to take that to Jesus at Christmas. With all the characters in our family tree, both living and passed on, that led to our being here to celebrate this night, the holy and not so holy, it's led us to this moment where we can bring that story, wounded though it may be, imperfect though it may be, we bring our lives as they are at this moment to this mystery of God with us. Now we all come together for the same reason tonight, that is, to celebrate the birth of Jesus, but we recognize that we come from very different places, and not just geographically speaking. We come from very different spiritual places. This past year will have treated us differently. Some of us may be here at Mass because, well, we come to Mass every week, maybe multiple times a week. Some of us may be here because, well, you promised your spouse you'd dress up and go to Christmas Mass, or you did it to make your mother happy. Whatever the case may be, welcome. And it's good that we are here. And it's my hope that each of us might open our heart just a little bit more to the mystery that we celebrate tonight. This mystery of God who became man to walk with us, to save us. Now there are two images that we can keep close tonight. If we remember nothing else from the homily, we can remember two images. The incarnation, important theme, and birth, Our Christmas readings, our Christmas celebration, focuses on these, the incarnation and newness of life. So incarnation, that sort of big, fancy theological word in front of which we marvel, this fact that the eternal God took on human flesh, entered our time, our space, entered human history. We acknowledge that always as Christians, but in a special way, at Christmas. During our creed, in fact, in the part where usually we would do a little bow when we acknowledge that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary and became man, on Christmas we're asked to do a genuflection. So if you see me do that, you'll know why. If you're able to, with the space around you, you do it as well. But it's a way of saying with our bodies, with our postures during Mass, that we believe in this motion that God, who came down to us, who became man. Now, even more marvelous than this fact that God became man is how God chose to live his humanity. God, who could have come in any form he wanted to, decided to come not in glory and power, not in blinding splendor, but in smallness, in humility, in almost hiddenness. This is the humanity that Jesus models for us. And as Christians, as we try to model our lives off of his example, it's good that we call ourselves back to this. The model we follow is one of smallness, humility, humanity. Celebrating Christmas and being reminded of the Lord's way of being human when he took on this flesh is a good time to grow in our own humanity, to appreciate our smallness, to even appreciate our limitations, the fact that we are not God, to appreciate maybe our aging process that can be so frustrating when we recognize that we have limitations, to appreciate these things not as defects, but as ways that we become more authentically ourselves, more authentically human, and therefore more godlike. Jesus, who came in the flesh, is still someone we encounter in the flesh. When we think about experiences of God, think about an encounter with God, we often go immediately to think about these great mystical experiences or near-death experiences, surviving a car accident, we have a great encounter with God. And it's true, those can be powerful encounters. But an encounter with Jesus, with God in the flesh, is something that's not primarily some kind of extraordinary event in our lives, but rather something repeatable, something consistent when we build that relationship with our Lord. When we come to tune our gaze to be able to recognize him in the day-to-day of our lives, that's the smallness he wants to enter into. That's the ordinary he wants to renew with his presence. And so we recognize him in those very tangible ways, in the sacraments, in a community that gathers in his name, in the love of a family, in visiting those who are suffering. So many ways we come to encounter God in the flesh through these faces, these people in the flesh around us that make up that web of relationships that God is communicating to himself through. We seem to be living in a time that's tempted towards a sort of disincarnation, if you will. Whereas we celebrate tonight, God's taking on human flesh, a human face, interacting with a body. More and more of our lives are happening in the cloud, or on a screen, or remotely. And so it's good that we're careful not to lose our humanity, our ability to look others in the eye, and somehow recognize the mysticism of that simple human interaction in our body, with others who are in the flesh, recognizing that that's the simple reality that Jesus took on, and fills with meaning for us. Christmas reminds us to live our humanity, our own incarnation, as a prayer, an opportunity, and a gift. So incarnation. And secondly, the image of birth, which is perhaps the most obvious Christmas image. Jesus, born in a manger, as we see in our creche over there, our nativity scene in the corner. We celebrate the real birth of something new into the world. But not just something 2,000 years ago. It's a birth to hope. To wherever we are in our lives, whatever baggage we bring to this celebration, whatever joy we bring to this celebration, we are never without hope. There's always the possibility of something new being born into our lives through our relationship with Jesus and through our willingness to encounter him in the flesh. It is indeed a joyful time of year. We celebrate one of the most profound central events of our belief, of what makes us a people. And so this night, we recommit to recognizing our Lord in the flesh, to recognizing the work he wants to do on our hearts, to make us more human, and therefore making us more Christ-like.